This is your show, Dr. Can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. Doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. The show, Doctor, can you help me, is not a medical show. No, even though the title may indicate something like that. The show is much broader than just one area of medical show. Certainly we handle here medical issues, medical topics, yes, but we handle here many more topics. The topic of this show is life. Everything possible in life, what is needed for the good life, for success in life, for happiness and health and wealth and prosperous lifetime for you, for your children, for everyone in world. You get a continuing education, university and college credits when you register as a listener, and the credits are free, valid worldwide and never expire. That's a good deal. Have your children listening to this also, and those credits, what they earn, are also going to be valid in the same manner forever, and they are free. Speaking about children and family, we handle here family issues, we handle everything in life. Have a family meeting once a week that lasts about 2-3 hours. It's the same day and continues year after year. If weather allows, take the family meeting outside, whether it is winter or summer or any other season. Of course, you cannot be sitting in the rain, but try to get into a good area where you have a river or clean lake and nature, a lot of trees, because all that has effect on your health and on everything. Actually, we have today a topic, fresh air and sunshine, as they are functioning as a natural antibiotics and many other goodies what they have. But anyway, have a picnic outside. You can have it always in the same place, or you can have it in different locations if you have choices. For instance, in New York area, a good area going to family meeting is the Hudson River. Now, our family goes to Hudson River on Ossining, where is a beautiful, next to Sing Sing, yes, the famous prison. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. Well, maybe now hundreds of other families going to be roaming in the same area. Well, there's space. It's not only for us, but most of the time there's no other families having family meetings. What is the family meeting for? You handle it, 1 week before the family meeting, you decide together what you are going to handle and what you are going to discuss in the family meeting. Take material from our website. The show is produced by the leading new not-for-profit organization in the family issues and all other issues that are needed in the good life. The producer of the show is Save the American Family, abbreviated with SDAF, meaning Save the American Family, and the website is www.sdaf1.org.weebly.com, and there the website tab services and sub tab restoring any marriage. That's the family tab, family site. It's huge. The whole website is huge. And the blogging, what is done by personally, mostly by me, Dr. Christian, is done through that website and published nationwide, worldwide. And we have about reaching a million readers nationwide, worldwide, and the number is growing. With blogging, and then we have this radio shows that is reaching a nationwide world audience. What do you handle there? Do you handle what you decide together to study during that week, and then you discuss the topic, and then you apply or decide together to apply the topic and the material in your own family life? You will experience an enormous improvement in your family spirit, strength in your strength and improvements in your marriage, and the children, your children, will learn to avoid problems in their life, will learn to solve problems in their life, and will avoid behavior that is not for the best. The family meetings is an important issue and our topic, and will continue as long as our children are in your home. And even after that, they will continue that in their own life, decide so. And even though they are not immediately married, they go to college or they might may live alone, and continue that with your friends. And same way, your parents that are staying in an empty nest home, have a small group of your friends doing the same thing. So this family meeting is supposed to be lasting forever. And there's no problem. I have to say, we are in a public place. The airport. We are different locations at different times, or sometimes the same locations. Now, this family meeting is something that you learn to have a good life and what is needed, how to have everything functioning very well. Okay, today we have Fresh Air and Sunshine Natural Antibiotics topic. When scientists first discovered chemical antibiotics in the mid-20th century, doctors hoped that these new medications would eliminate certain diseases. At first, the new medicines seemed to live up to their promise, yet their widespread use since then has resulted in the development of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. To find new weapons against infection, some scientists are taking a second look at disease control methods of the past. One of these involves harnessing the health benefits of sunshine and fresh air. A lesson from the past. England had several early advocates of the curative value of sun and fresh air. Physician Lon Leadsom, LEDTSOM, 1744, 1815, prescribed sea air and sunshine for children who were suffering from tuberculosis, TB. In 1840, Sir George Bodington noted that those who worked in the open air, farmers, plowmen, shepherds, were generally free of TB, while those who spent much of their time indoors seemed more susceptible to it. Florence Nightingale, 1820-19, then became famous for her innovations in nursing while caring for British soldiers injured during the Crimean War. She asked, "Do you ever go into bedrooms of any persons at night or before the windows are open in the morning and ever find the air anything but unwholesomely close and foul?" She recommended that the air in a patient's room be kept as fresh as the outside air, but without chilling the patient. She added, "It is the unqualified results of all my experience with the sick that second only to their need of fresh air is their need of light. And that is not only light, but direct sunlight they want." Many at that time also believed that exposing bed linens and clothing to the sun promoted health. and they didn't believe in a wrong manner, that is the case. When I was a child and was growing up in a countryside, my mother was a school principal and was leading the big schools in the middle of nowhere, in the new school buildings. We lived those kinds of buildings. And we learned, the children learned to do the laundry. We always, my mother insisted that they had to do it outside hanging. And that's what happened. And she had all this knowledge, who knows why, that sunshine makes a difference and air makes a difference, which is absolutely true. So we learned those things. And I know by my own experience that is certainly keeping people healthy. Science has progressed since the 1800s, yet modern studies have reached similar conclusions. For instance, a 2011 study in China found that crowded college dormitories with a low rate of ventilation are associated with many more respiratory infections. The World Health Organization, WHO, it recognizes that natural ventilation, which includes outside air flowing through a building, is important for infection control. Indeed, WHO guidelines published in 2009 encourage use of such natural ventilation as an effective measure in reducing the risk of infection of healthcare facilities. At healthcare facilities also. Now, think about what we have done. We have these air conditioned rooms, air conditioned offices. They don't give you fresh air. Oh my gosh, they give you bad air. The air conditioning is not air conditioning, air's baddening. It ruins the air. It really destroys the quality of air. And then most people go in the offices and they breathe that circulated air. Of course, all those ducts where the air conditions or air conditionings air circulates is dusty and dirty. Nobody can clean them, keep them clean. This is an insanity, and we still have them around the world all over. And no wonder people have respiratory problems, because this is crazy. If you have a house, don't use air conditioning. Use this natural methods that cost you nothing. Learn to do this. This is for your own best. So that's all very good, you might say, but what is the science behind it this all? How do sunshine and air prevent infection? Speaking about, by the way, in the city and other areas where there's a lot of traffic, certain factors may make it undesirable to leave windows open. These include external air quality, noise, fire regulations, and security, and the pollution from the air, so traffic air. Now, nature's disinfectants. Studies conducted at the United Kingdom Ministry of Defense site provide some answers. Scientists there were trying to establish how long the air would remain dangerous if a biological weapon armed with harmful bacteria were exploded over London. To determine the viability of airborne pathogens, the researchers anchored E. coli microorganisms to threads of spider silk and exposed them to the open air. The experiment was performed at night since it was known that sunlight kills this bacteria. What were the results? Some 2 hours later, nearly all the bacteria were dead. Yet, when the bacteria were kept in a closed box in the same location and at the same temperature and humidity, most of them were still alive past the 2 hour mark. Why? Evidently, something about being in the open air kills germs. This so-called open air factor has not been clearly identified, but it is a cold fact. How the researchers point to a compound that occurs naturally in open air and that acts as a natural disinfectant against pathogens or germs that lurk in the atmosphere. Sunlight also has natural disinfecting properties. The Journal of Hospital Infection explains that the majority of microbes that cause airborne infections cannot tolerate sunlight. How can you take advantage of this? You might want to go outdoors as much as you just can. where you can spend a moderate amount of time in the sunshine and breathe some fresh air. It will likely do you good, and certainly will. This is an important information. That's absolutely important information. Follow this information, apply the information, and I say to you and state and repeat an old saying, knowledge is power. But I say that's a wrong statement. Absolutely, it's a wrong statement. You say, what? I have heard that statement for millions of times, and that's the correct statement. Yeah, but I say it's a wrong statement because this is the correct statement, sounding similar as a quotation. A quotation that is developed by the host of this show and goes like this. Knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. So apply the information. So have your family meeting also outside in the fresh air as much as possible, but not, of course, in the rain, where rain is so healthy, but you cannot sit in the rain. Well, if you have covered, you can sit in the rainy weather outside. If you're covered, then you don't get wet. Have your family meeting outside the last 2 to 3 hours once a week. That is important. And not only that, apply this information in your daily life. Teach your children and apply that in your family. This is important information. This is important information for your health. Now we have a second topic today, and that's about magnesium, a mineral you shouldn't underestimate. Magnesium. Well, any mineral is important, but let's see what the magnesium does to us. Yeah, where do we get the magnesium without eating those pills? You don't have to eat pills or vitamin pills either if you eat in a correct, healthy manner. Natural food, not fast food. Fast food is not food. Fast food is bad food. It's full of nonsense. It's not even those who are pamphlets, but they eat, some of them have only 5% meat and everything else is just nonsense. That's a fact. Some of them have up to 12-15% meat, but no more. Most of them don't. So if you pay $50 for the hamburger, then you might get the real meat, but that's a different story. So the fast food industry has made people fat nationwide, worldwide. That should be illegal, the whole industry should be closed down. And I'm glad they have recently problems. They don't sell anymore so much. People are getting to their senses. So, please, understand that healthy food is healthy food, the natural food. The natural, what is natural food? Most people don't know anymore. Any food that is not processed, any food that comes directly from the bushes or trees or from growing from the in the earth, that's natural. And then it's not processed. That's natural. So let's see magnesium. More about that some other time. Magnesium and minerals should be underestimated. In 1979, Dr. David Chipperfield reported a finding in the British medical journal, The Lancet. He had discovered that patients suffering from angina pain that had low blood levels of magnesium. Angina pain is something that you have a breast pain, like you would get in a heart attack. Equally important, he found that by prescribing this mineral, magnesium, often referred to as nature's dilator, the spasm of the coronary artery could be relieved, preventing a fatal heart attack and ultimately the need to call an undertaker. Today, doctors are often asked, am I taking enough or too much calcium? But in my days of practicing medicine, says the writer of this article, who's a medical doctor, today doctors are often asked, am I taking enough or too much calcium? But in my days of practicing medicine, I can recall a single patient. I cannot recall a single patient who asked me the same question about magnesium. So everybody asks, am I taking enough calcium, but nobody asks, am I taking enough magnesium? It's ironic because studies show that many North Americans are not obtaining sufficient amount of this vital mineral, magnesium. This can be a fatal error. Role in the body. Calcium has always enjoyed star status for one reason. If someone gives you a forceful hug that breaks a rib to osteoporosis, meaning brittle bones, you never forget it. But few people realize that magnesium is required for nearly 3,000 important biochemical reactions in the body. Magnesium, in addition to expanding coronary arteries, I repeat, magnesium, in addition to expanding coronary arteries, that means makes the blood flow better, adds oil to small particles in the blood called platelets, which play a part in the clotting process. Slippery platelets are less likely to form a fatal blood clot. This means, I repeat, magnesium, in addition to expanding coronary arteries to make them bigger, that you don't get a heart attack, adds oil to small particles in the blood called platelets, which play part in the clotting process. Slippery platelets are less likely to form a fatal blood clot. So they avoid, magnesium will help avoiding a blood clot that will lead into a heart attack, and that will lead to your funeral, which you do not know about. Undertakers are also less likely to be called if you don't suffer from hypertension, often resulting in life-threatening stroke. The DASH study, Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, DASH, Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, revealed that high blood pressure could be decreased by the diet high in magnesium. I repeat this. That DASH study, Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, meaning blood pressure, revealed that high blood pressure could be decreased by a diet high in magnesium. By a diet, natural diet in magnesium, not by pills. Well, certain pills that are quality magnesium pills can help. But natural diet that has magnesium, natural food that has magnesium, is the key here. Today, most people know that a heart attack depends on several risk factors, such as obesity and diabetes, both associated with atherosclerosis, the cholesterol rust that blocks coronary arteries. But many people are unaware that each beat of the heart depends on a common electrical system that must be in sync for survival. Low blood magnesium can toss a monkey wrench into the process, triggering an irregular heartbeat called auricular fibrillation. Adding magnesium can often restore that heart's normal rhythm. The text will be in our website in the tab Radio TV Shows. When you find the tab, you'll find the date, today's date, and there you have the text, magnesium. Every time there is a text for the process, we might mention that you'll find it in our website. So how much do you need magnesium? One dilemma that has been difficult to explain is why 50% of people who die from coronary attack have normal blood cholesterol. I repeat, one dilemma that has been difficult to explain is why half of the population who die from coronary attack, in heart attack, have normal blood cholesterol. Low blood magnesium may play a role by causing ventricular fibrillation. So the thing is that people think, as the science used to make statements, that cholesterol is the bad boy here. It is necessarily not. So it might be the, and probably it's the magnesium, and it may play a role by causing these problems. Meaning you have to have more magnesium. Talk to your doctor who knows these things. Not to a doctor who doesn't know about these things. Not every doctor knows everything that they're supposed to know. The older the doctor, the less they know about the modern science. I'm sorry. Many of them do know, even the multi-hundred Yes, all this, they follow the modern science. Many of them don't follow the modern science properly. So low blood magnesium may play a role by causing these problems. This causes the heart muscle to suddenly collapse, making it impossible to pump blood to vital organs. Death quickly follows. Lack of magnesium may be one explanation of why a young person dies for that appears to be no apparent reason. Today, the epidemic of type 2 diabetes is largely due to obesity. It's a nation's tragedy that 95% of the patients with this disease are obese. Now we know that the lack of magnesium increases the risk of this disease, as this mineral helps to control blood sugar levels. A study by Harvard University started in 1976 called the Nurses' Health Study followed 85,000 female nurses and 43,000 men. It discovered that nurses who consumed 220 milligrams of magnesium were 33% more likely to develop diabetes than those consuming 340 milligrams of magnesium each day. So there you should answer how much you have to have magnesium. It discovered that nurses who consumed 220 milligrams of magnesium were 33% more likely to develop diabetes than those consuming 340 milligrams of magnesium each day. Other research shows that magnesium can benefit those who suffer from migraine attacks, insomnia, anxiety attacks, and depression. In addition to the ability to relax as arteries, magnesium is of benefit to those who suffer from constricted airways in the lungs. So how do you get at least 300 milligrams of magnesium daily? A good start is to include fruits and vegetables as part of the daily diet. I repeat, a good start is to include plenty of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables as part of the daily diet. A banana contains 32 milligrams, a cup of low-fat yogurt, 43 milligrams, shredded wheat, 40 milligrams, a slice of wheat bread, 24 milligrams, baked potato with skin, 55 milligrams, a cup of brown rice, 84 milligrams, and a 3-ounce grilled salmon, 23 milligrams. There are some examples. You see this on our website, these numbers. But since most North Americans remain deficient in magnesium, a supplement is usually required. Tablets of magnesium are available from the number of companies, but you have to have a quality tablet. However, talk to your doctor and talk to your specialist who knows about this. Not every doctor knows about this. Somebody is a medical doctor doesn't mean that they know about this. They might be sick themselves. If you want to go to a sick doctor, it's the same thing as going to the peddler on the street and asking the peddler to guide you to become a millionaire. This is an important matter. Bananas have magnesium. Take a few bananas every day as an example. And many other. Study on the internet magnesium-rich natural sources. And apply the information with your family. Go through these things in your family meeting. And every family meeting, by the way, has somebody who leads the group. So your children also will be the family group leader, so they learn to lead the group, and then they can sign with their new talent in their schools. Now, this is important issue. Everything what you have just heard, every single word that you heard us is important for your health. But it has no purpose if you don't apply the information. As I told you before, knowledge is no power. Only applied knowledge is power. So apply the information, what you just heard, in your own personal life, and teach this to your children, and teach them to apply these principles, and you will all be happy and healthy. Now, to live in a natural manner is the key not to eat any kind of fast food. Fast food should be illegal, it should be forbidden by law, but of course, like smoking cannot be not so easily, it could be, if we had as a nation decided so, it could be, anything can be done, but we have to eat food that is natural, that keeps us healthy, and has the possibility of building our body and keeping ourselves in a good shape. As mentioned, you get continuing education at university and college credits. That credits that never expire are valid forever, are valid worldwide. Then you listen to these songs, but you have to register as a listener, and the show, and to get the credits. Sometimes in the future, you have to take a test and prove that you have listened. You have to know the answers to certain amount of questions that are taken from these shows. The questions. You have heard important information today, but the information has no purpose, no value, if you do not apply it in your life. Teach this to your children. And I say it again, start your family group, the weekly family meeting, where you handle the material that everybody reads during the week, that you had decided that the 1 week before what you, everybody will study, and then you handle the material in your weekly family meeting and discuss the topics, and everybody learns, and then you decide what you apply in your family life about the information, about the material. And that's how it goes on forever. Well, the show time is over. This is your host, Dr. Christian, and until next time. This is the show, Doctor, can you help me?
Yeah. Yeah.